Time to meet Pat Pagano today. Good morning there, Pat.
And a good morning to you. How's every little thing?
Well, it's started to sprinkle on my way in, and then I've just resigned myself that it's going to be rainy and cold the whole weekend.
Well, you know, it's not going to be not the whole weekend. Probably through Saturday. That's about it. It's not going to be all that bad. Whatever we do get in the form of rain is going to be negligible. I don't think there's any heavy rain coming this way. It's just nuisance. When it's not light rain, it'll be bordering on mist or drizzle. So that's the story for today, 40 to 45. Areas of light rain or drizzle around tonight, 35 to 40. Periods of light rain, mid-40s Saturday. Then Saturday night, some of the rain may change over to some snow showers. So early Sunday morning, you may have a little bit of a covering. Otherwise, by Sunday afternoon, it will turn partly sunny, 35 to 40, a little bit on the breezy side. Monday, partly sunny, low 40s, clouding up Tuesday, and then from Tuesday night into Wednesday, we have a chance of a little bit of light snow, but it certainly doesn't look like a biggie. How about that?
All right. No. So that, when's the light snow again?
Sunday night into Monday.
All right, but like an inch or so, you figure?
Yeah, probably. Not too much more than that, that's for sure.
Well, it's a little bit, I guess.
Yeah, right. So it's not that bad, right?
it's still the rainy, but Sunday's going to be cloudy, though, right?
It's partly sunny in the afternoon.
In the afternoon, well.
Yeah.
Who gives about the afternoon?
Oh, excuse me.
You know, but by the afternoon, it starts getting dark at 4. So, you know, what good does the afternoon do for us if it only gets sunny in the afternoon?
Well, you're really getting to be very picky.
I know. That's what happens. Well, you should know, the older you get, the grouchier you get.
Well, that's true. That is very true. And, yeah. You know, I'm being swamped here with movies. You know, as you know, I have to look at these movies before the Academy Awards. So,
that's right.
And swamped all these movies. And there's one movie that I never heard of. I was ready to toss aside until I went onto the internet look it up. Parasite. You haven't heard of it, right?
No. Is it?
They are saying that it is the best movie of the year. I think it's a Korean-based movie, so it has English subtitles, but they are saying it is the best movie of the year. You know that site, whatever it is, IMDb?
IMDb, yeah.
They gave it 5 stars.
So if you're going to watch the movies, you have to watch The Irishman then.
I watched it.
Oh, okay, you did. Okay.
And I fell asleep to half of it.
They're not getting a good review.
I wasn't too thrilled with that. I wasn't really thrilled with that at all. It was just okay. So I have that. I have, I'm trying to remember. I put them outside.
There's a movie I saw that's really good that should be up. And it was about what happened in the U.S. government to try to cover up all the abuses going on with the black ops sites. And I forget what the name of it is, but it's a really good movie. And I actually saw it on Netflix, but it's up for awards.
Okay, so you forgot what that is too, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they sent me, I have the one about Hollywood.
Okay.
Do you know the name of that one?
No, we're showing our age here.
What's his name is in it, from Titanic?
Yeah.
So I have that one. And I'm trying to think of that one. Let's see if this headset reaches all the way out. I have a long wire on this side. Maybe I can grab these. Grab them. Okay, so I have Harriet.
Okay.
The Joker.
Yeah.
Just Mercy.
Uh-huh.
And then the one about Hollywood. Whichever one that was.
Right.
So there's four movies. Oh, and Parasite. So it's 5 movies I have to watch, and this is not the weekend. Tomorrow I'll be in the city, tomorrow and tomorrow night, filming, shooting, and hoping this is the last. We may have to go back on Sunday. We'll see, depending on how we do tomorrow. And that is about, that's about it. I won't be here on Monday, no matter what the case may be, because I got to get the tree down.
All right.
I got to get the tree down and all of that stuff. So I won't be here on Monday, but Monday's a nice quiet day, so you shouldn't have any problems.
All right. Now, when you get the tree down, just make sure it doesn't know that you've got a fake tree in the house. Otherwise, it'll really give you a lot of problems.
Come on.
I'm telling you, you'll see.
Just don't let it know. You laugh.
All right. I'll speak to you on Tuesday.
All right. That sounds good, Mark.
Have a good weekend, Pat.
You too. Bye-bye.
I'm Pat Pagano this morning at the Weather Center with a check on the Tri-State Forecast.